We know of new methods of attack.
But if you click the box, it's literally the not Trojan donating horse. Additional money.
Yeah.
The fifth column.
They just, column, it just column, it sets off column. Some confetti and the screen turns black. And that's it.
How much have you given?
There's no additional donation.
It sounds like you've donated quite a lot.
I'm going to max out right now, obviously, because MAGA. Like, we have to do this.
How oh, by the not? Way, so we missed something really important. This is
everything
a really,
you click makes
really,
confetti go off. I love it. Wait, what does it say? Oh, it says MAGA. Well, that's keep not getting, confetti. Well, it says MAGA when you click the buttons. It's,
oh, no.
It's probably for Cohen's birthday.
Take my money. Take my money. This is the best. How
oh, my God.
How could I not want to make America
this great? It's an explosion of MAGA. Do it, Moynihan. Everyone the buttons.
It's orgasmic. Yeah. Orgasmic right. Donating. Oh, God.
America, Jesus Christ.
And of course, there's the extra box. I'd like to cover the processing fee of $133.35. So 100% of my donation goes to Trump Save America Joint Fundraising Committee and his legal fees.
I think about 85% of it goes to E. Jean Carroll, but okay. That's fine. So details. We need to go backwards just for one second because we missed something very important. And Matt read the tweet from Keith Olbermann that said the Supreme Court has betrayed democracy. Its members, including Jackson Kagan and Sotomayor, have proved themselves inept at reading comprehension, not as good as Keith Olbermann, those Supreme Court justices. And collectively, the quote-unquote court, there's scare quotes around it because it's not really a court, has shown itself to be corrupt and illegitimate. It must be dissolved, right?
Yeah.
So we did talk about that. The next tweet is from somebody named Gunther Eagleman, which I doubt is his real name. It says,
tamer.
Cry more. 9-0. This is the most amazing response I've ever seen in my life. And I really hope that he might have deleted this. This is his response, it's unbelievable. Cry more, says Gunther Eagleman. Keith Olbermann responds. Those aren't tears, fascist. They're urine. I'm sure you enjoy being bathed
on
in
your
it.
Face. On your own face.
So apparently Keith Olbermann's comeback is there's piss coming out of my eyes. And they are urine,
face.
By the way.
It's all over my face. Yeah,
and I'm sure you enjoy being bathed in it. It's
he
like
it's completely cracked.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I am going to create something right now.
That's the best tweet.
It's the best tweet of all time. And I just want everyone to take this up. And I want everyone now to call Keith Olbermann Piss Eyes.
Piss Eyes.
Because old Piss Eyes Olbermann, because he is crying urine. And you love being bathed in it. Like, oh, okay. You didn't think that went
now
through.
You too are covered in my urine.
He's like, I am the smartest man ever. I understand the Constitution. I understand 9-0. They're all insane. By the way, there's piss coming out of my face. He's like, wait, what? Hold on. You're just undermining your credibility here.
Coming out of your eyes and wherever else. Where have we heard that before? Oh my God.
Those aren't tears, fascist. And by the way, like Donald Trump, he's becoming Donald Trump. He capitalized fascist.
Oh yeah.
And I want to tell you people that you don't capitalize fascist in that. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure we got to that one.
There's a alternate reality where Saturday Night Live is funny or some other late night comedian thing is funny. And they show it's the year 2029. And there's a home or a meeting group for people who just lost their fucking mind in the Trump years, like a support group who are inching back to normalcy again and trying to have a human conversation once more.
I always thought that kind of suffix of a phrase, it's a phrase, not a suffix, become a suffix, derangement syndrome, right?
Bush
derangement
syndrome, I've
always Obama. I can't stand it. But
this,
there is something to the fact that that's real in the sense that when you are so wedded to an idea, it does have a warping effect on your brain. Well, I mean, I just don't care that much. So I think I do care in some senses, right? But I don't, when you don't believe that democracy is going to end in America if Donald Trump is reelected. And by the way, if you think that that's a possibility and you're running Joe Biden, it's your own fucking fault. But that's how seriously you take the democracy question. It makes me think that maybe you don't believe it. If democracy, if it was going to be Franco in 1936, you know, start of a civil war, it's going to be, you'd run somebody else. But I think that there is something to that. I'm watching people's brains be completely turned to mush. And Camille texted us about somebody who's been on this podcast who said, wow, brain is turning to mush. And it's like, it happens to lots of people. It's not ideologically specific.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm someone who was immediately accused of Obama derangement syndrome just simply for having been the editor of Reason in both 2008 and 2009, or, you know, 7, 8, 9 in that area. Even though I'd written a book that was highly critical of John McCain, not necessarily as a person, but just sort of his ideology and some other stuff, there was this expectation, I guess, that we were supposed to like stand up and cheer when someone else won president. It's like, it's a libertarian magazine, you know, like we don't like the president. It's kind of what happened.
Yeah, you're missing the point.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was, you know, ODS was that. And I've always kind of hated that. I think there's always this a monomania associated with it. And then like when you get to that fatalistic point where you just feel like you're powerless to change the way things are going. And I think increasingly a lot of people in the media are like that because media has so much less power. It's amazing how much less power media has. If I go back today, I was for different reasons, I was looking back through my archive of writing on a certain topic. And 10 years ago, 12 years ago, a lot of that writing would necessarily be about, okay, so how were newspapers treating this? How were they responding to things? Now, like, who cares? Like the newspapers and what have what army, sir, kind of thing. It's like, it's not nearly as much of a force. And so when you feel like you don't have power, even though you still have some memory of cultural power, then that's how you start to get into kind of these expressions of futility and just waving your arms a lot. I've always thought, and I'm someone who is really alarmed at the idea that Trump might win another term. I think that the type of people who will be attracted and that he would hire to be in office are like, it's worse than Seb Gorka next time. Like, it's going to be a lot of bad people, I think. I think he will be more likely, much more likely to follow up on certain of his bad ideas than he would be before. And I'm kind of just generally banged up about the last 9-10 years turn towards populism in this country, and that's left and right populism in this country and in the world. Whole bunch of things bad about that. And so my pragmatic idea about that, to translate that into action, is not to call everyone who doesn't agree with exactly how I think about things a bunch of white rural or whatever color rural fascist assholes, because that seems to me counterproductive. I don't understand. Like, why, if you want to move the needle on this, and that's not my primary directive. My primary directive is more like journalistic than like I'm going to produce an outcome. But even then, like I'm a citizen in the world, and I would hope to influence on those things that I really, really care about. And like, you got to be able to talk to people. And if you're just waving your hands and screeching, you're going to reach nobody. You can be popular, you can make money doing that for sure, but you're not going to impact things. And if anything, you're just going to give fodder to 1,000 Tom Elliots and other people in the world, and then those who retweet all of them of saying like, yeah, there's a reason why this bad man is popular. It's because you people are crazy, and we need a corrective to the you people are crazy. I don't agree with that. I think it's a stupid reason to vote for anybody, but I understand it a lot. And like, if you don't grapple with that, I don't understand what you're doing in like media or politics.
If you had no, you know, if you were isolated from the world from, you know, beginning of 2017 to today, and the only thing you could say to get up to date was, you know, that year.
just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, I ask you, the boy said that they're going to take me to task, but I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone